We are learning the Sechtes Shabbos, Daf Lama Vav and Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Lama Hema Beis. The Gemara just ended off with a brisa that was talking about the six blasts they blew from a shofar, which signify different things Erev Shabbos, and after the last shofar blowing, it was Shabbos. It turned into Shabbos, and that's when you weren't allowed to do malach anymore. So it says, what did the Chazan do with the shofar? He said he had a mokim tzenua, a little private place on the roof where you put the shofar. And the brisa ends off, fish she'imetatlam lo yisa shofar lo yisa chatzoytzoyz. You're not allowed to move on Shabbos a shofar chatzoytzoyz because of problem of muksa. Right, the Gemara Kashav, I have a different brisa, something else. Vatanya, it says in the brisa, shofar metatl, vachatzoytzoyz, any metatlim. That a shofar, you could be metatl, not chatzoytzoyz. What's a shofar, what's chatzoytzoyz? Shofar is what we call a shofar in Rosh Hashanah. It's a bent, it's curved, and a chatzoytzoyz is straight. So a shofar, Rashi says, you could fill up with liquid and give it as a to a baby, as like a baby bottle. Masha'enken a chatzoytzoyz, which is straight, you can't keep liquid in it, therefore it's muksa, because it has no use on Shabbos. So the Gemara's kasha is, the Brice says, shofar metaltel, v'chatzoytzoyz metaltel, and the Brice just learned, said, that neither one you can metaltel. Omer Rav Yosef, loy kasha, kam v'tzibur. The brisa before with the Chazan HaKnesses who's standing on top of the roof blowing the shofar, he belonged to the tzibur. For the tzibur is no purpose of a shofar because they don't have babies. So therefore, not the shofar, not the chatzoytzoyz, both are useless and therefore they are muksa. Masha inkin by yochid, he could use the shofar for his own baby. Therefore, it's you allowed to move the shofar. It's not muksa. Right? The Gemara, Malay Abayo, yochid my chazi, hova royal gemayev alamayim latinik, because you give water to the tinik. You give water to the tinik. B'tzibur nami, by tzibur also, chazi legamei latinik oni. You could also use it, because sometimes the tzibur is responsible for a poor child, and they can use it to feed the poor child. So the tzibur also, it's not muksa. So what's, I don't like that tarets. That's kasha number one. V'su, kasha number two is, we have a third brisa. Other tanya, k'shem shvitaltam v'sa shofar, kach v'taltam v'sa chatzoytzoyz, that both you let him taltam, you let him taltam the shofar, and you let him taltam the chatzoytzoyz. So there are three different brises. One says you can metaltal both. One says you can't metaltal either. And the other one says you can metaltal the shofar, not the chatzoytzoyz. So it's a stira, three brises. So the Gemara, it's not shver, it's three different tanoim. Eloi kasha. Ha, Rabbi Yehuda. One brise says Rabbi Yehuda. Brise says that you can't metaltal, that you can't metaltal the chatzoytzoyz, but you could metaltal the shofar. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda's machmer gabi muksa. And like Rashi explains, that a shofar has a din kli, and therefore a huda holds you can metaltel it. Masha inkein, a chatzoytzoyz, which is not bent, has no din kli, so you can't be metaltel it. The other man, the yama, ha, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds his mekel and muksa, therefore you can metaltel both. You're not worried about this such a muksa. Ha, Rav Nechemya, the brisa says that both the osir is going to go to Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya holds, you're not allowed to metaltel even something that's not muksa, if you're not metaltel for its use. For example, he holds even a spoon or a talus. He can't be metaltal only for that use. You're only allowed to metaltal a spoon for use of a spoon. Unless you need a spoon to open up a can, you're not allowed to use a spoon according to Rav Nechemya. Of course, you don't pass like that. That's Rav Nechemya Shita. And therefore, he holds, even though a shofar has a use on Shabbos, but since its main use is to blow shofar, and that's usur, therefore, you can't metaltal either. So the one says you can't metaltal either, that's Rav Nechemya. And the one says you can metaltal the shofar, not the chatzoytzoyz, that's Rav Yehuda. And the one who says you can metaltal both is Rav Shimon. Just want to speak out that Tosfos learns a little different than Rav Shimon. Tosfos holds that Rav Shimon holds that there is a problem muksa. Just you only let it move b'tzarech gufoy mekayma. You let it move b'tzarech gufoy mekayma. And therefore, he says that here, if I'm using the shofar, I'm moving the shofar chatzoytzoyz because I need a place or I need it for something else, I'm allowed to move it, even though it is muksa. And that's what it means when it says muta to move it. It means l'tzarech gufoy or tzarech mekayma, which means I need its place, or I need to use it for a different use, for a mutadigger use. But for something that has zero use, even Rav Shimon might be masking that's muksa. For example, money, which has no mutadigger use on Shabbos, even Rav Shimon will be moida that it's muksa. And Tos says Pshat Rav Yehuda is that Rav Yehuda holds that a chatzoytzoyz is more meyuchid for dava issa, and therefore even if I have a hetadigger stamshus for the malah to use it, my she'inkein. Shofar, which you know it's malach l'issa, since it has mutadigger uses, I'm allowed to use it. But like upon him, that's the three brises. One's Rav Yehuda, one's Rav Shimon, and one's Rav Nechemya. So the Gemara just speaks out, the free Rav Nechemya comes out, he's saying that you can't use either one. It says you can't metaltel either one. So once it said you can't be metaltel a shofar, So of course you can't be metatal chatzotzos, because a shofar has more mutadig uses than a chatzotzos, and even that you can't move. So of course you can't move chatzotzos. So why in the braisa does it say that you're not metatal both of them in that order? It says that lefisha ain't metatalim lo yis a shofar lo yis a chatzotzos. It's pashut. If you're not metatal shofar, of course you can't metatal chatzotzos. You don't have to tell it to me. Zog to Gemara that the wording is the opposite. My shofar nami chatzotzeres. Rabbi Chemya calls a shofar the trumpet, and the chatzotzeres is what we call a shofar. And therefore, it makes sense that you have to say both. First, the chatzotzeres you can't use, and then you can't even move a shofar because it's the words are switched. Kedrav Chista, Don Rav Chista, Hani Klas Mili. These three things, Ishtani Shemayim, Mechor, Beis HaMikdash. These three items change the names after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The first thing is Chatzotzra Shofra, that trumpets are now called Shofras, and Shofar are now called Chatzotzras. That means the bent thing that we call Shofar, after Beis HaMikdash, we call it Chatzotzras. L'may Nafkmin, what's the difference? The Shofar is Rosh Hashanah. Nafkmin is, L'gav Shofar is Rosh Hashanah. You're only supposed to use something that the people call Chatzotzras. That's the only thing you can use on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, like Rashi, for example, Amaretz comes and says, what should we blow with? You say a chatzotzeres. That's what you tell him. That's number one. Number two, Arava, another thing that changed. Arava, tziftzifa, and tziftzifa, Arava. Another thing that changed was that we now call what was called Arava in those days, we now call it tziftzifa, and what was called those days was tziftzifa as Arava. My nafkimini, what's the difference? Lulav. Because Allah is, in Perek Lulav Agazel, that Arava, you're only going to use Arava for Aravas, but tziftzifa, where it's puzzle. Why? Because it's rounded leaf and the stalk is white, and that's not good. So these days we use something called tzafzifa, because that is the arava of yesteryear. And the third thing that changed name is pesoira pesarta, pesoira pesarta, pesoira. They used to call the big one, but beginning used to call the big like a table a pesoira, the small one pesarta. Now it's the opposite. Comes to Nafkmin, if you buy something and they give you the wrong table and you have a Din Torah, that's where it's Negeya, that the change, Psara to Psara to Psara to Psara. On my Abaya, I have a fourth thing that changed. Afo Nema Havlila Beikasi and Beikasi Havlila. That the Behema has a few stomachs. Every Behema, kosher Behema, has a few stomachs, that's why it chooses Kod. And one of the stomachs is called Havlila, and the other stomach is called a Beikasi. And now we switched it. The Beikasi is the Havlila, and Havlila is Beikasi. L'may Nafkimina. What's the Nafkimina? The halacha is that if you find a needle in the thick wall of the Beis HaKaisis of that stomach, so if it's only from one side, it's kosher. But from two sides, you see it through two sides, then it's trefa. Because it's very thick. So just because it has a hole one side, doesn't mean it penetrated through and through. You have to see the hole from both sides. Mashaikin, the Havlila, which is a thinner stomach, there, even one hole will be a problem. So you have to know which one is the Havlilo, which one's the Beikaisis, to know which one's Treif. L'may Nafkimino, L'may Hashem says, Beikaisis, the Mitzad Echad Ksheira, from one side it's Kashim, the other is Treifa. And therefore you have to know what's really the Beikaisis, what's not. Omar Vashi, you have a fifth case. Avor Nemar, Bavil Borsif, they used to call Bavil, Borsif, Borsif. Now, what you call Bavil is really Borsif, and Borsif is really Bavil. L'may Nafkemina, what's the Nafkemina? L'gitei Nashim, forgetten. And Rashi has two pshatim in that. Rashi's second pshat is that it means that you have to write the name of the city. So what do you write? So you have to write, so even he's from Bavil, but now they're called Borsif, so you write what it's called now. That's Rashi's second pshat. Rashi's first pshat is a different pshat. We know that when you come with a get, the shliach comes with a get, it has to be funny nechtav, funny nechtam. That was written l'shma, according to Rabbah. But from Bavil, you don't have to say it. Why? Because Bavil, they're bekiyin l'shma. So now, if you come from Bavil these days, you still have to say it. Why? Because Bavil's really Borsif, and Borsif's Amaratzim, like Rashi says. And what we call Bavil now is not Tamid Chacham, that's really Borsif. Therefore, it's an Afkamina. What's Borsif? What's Bavil? That's two pshatim Rashi. Tosis is not like Rashi's second pshat, because he says that Bavil and Borsif are the Shem Hamadina, it's the name of the country. And you don't have to write the name of the country in the get, you have to write the name of the city. And therefore Rashi, he doesn't like Rashi's second pshat, he prefers the other pshat that it's Tolin L'Shma. Hadron Aloch Bameh Madlikin.